Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. What a beautiful sight this is. A sizzling Kroger Tender Ray steak broiled to a luscious brown. Imagine cutting into that rich red meat. Think of the wonderful flavor of Kroger Tender Ray beef. Buttery tender and deliciously fresh. Yes, sirree, it's the famous beef that's always fresh, always tender, because it's tendered by the original Kroger Tender Ray method. You know it's tender because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So as soon as you can, visit your Kroger store and buy a tender roast or a big juicy Kroger Tender Ray steak. Remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray beef, you know that you're treating your family to the finest beef value in town. Get fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray beef soon at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Young Windy Day's burning passion, as he no doubt thinks it is, for Penny Gibbs is a harmless enough emotion. But just the same, the young 17-year-old is serious about it. When his professed love for Penny caused trouble for both him and Penny, all he could say was,
"Penny, we mustn't care what others think or do, or how we are shunned by the crowd. Even if we have to trudge life's road in the shadow of loneliness, we mustn't care as long as we have each other."
Penny, of course, doesn't feel quite that strongly as Windy. In fact, she feels rather strongly in the other direction. A few minutes ago, she was talking to her foster father, Jed, about means of terminating the Windy Day affair when Jed suddenly said,
"Penny, I have an idea. Call the lad on the phone and tell him to come over here. I want to talk to him, because I think it's about time that you and that boy set the date of your wedding."
It's just a few seconds later now, and a startled Penny Gibbs looks at Jed with open mouth and says,
"Jed Billings, what in the world are you talking about?"
Never mind. Get that young man on the telephone and ask him to come over.
But what's this about a wedding?
Never mind. You want to terminate this affair, don't you? And you don't want to hurt Wendy's feelings.
No, of course I don't, but I don't understand.
Child,
how...
I said I'd come up with an idea, didn't I?
Yes, but
well,
look,
I've just come up with one. I think Mr. Day and I should have a man-to-man talk about this situation. After all, I'm his intended father, in a way. Call him up now, will you?
Yes, I will, but look,
Jed, Penny.
Yeah?
Don't tell him I want to see him. Tell him you want to see him.
Oh, how he'll love that.
Oh, he'll love it, sure. But you won't be here when he arrives. You leave the house, say, for an hour. That should give me time enough, if this idea works.
And suppose it doesn't.
Well, if it doesn't work, you'll have to go to Wendy's father and ask permission to marry him.
Jed Billings, how can you talk like that?
I'm only joking, child. At worst, it won't be that bad. Now, call the boy and ask him over.
Yeah, but I wish I knew what you were doing.
I'm doing what I think will help the situation.
Yeah, well, anyway, let's hope it will.
Yeah. If the boy's not home, leave a message to have him phone you.
Yeah, I will. Something tells me this is all wrong, every bit of it.
Well, I hope the one thing wrong is you.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello, Windy.
Yes?
Windy, this is Penny.
Oh, hello, Penny.
Windy, are you busy right now?
Busy? Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. You're calling me, aren't you? I'm not calling you. Oh, Penny.
Yes, Windy, I'm calling. I'd like you to come over if you could.
Come over if I could? Penny, I'd go through fire and water for you, wind and snow, hail and sleet.
Well, it's rather nice out right now, so you can come over right away, can't you?
As soon as I can get on my side.
Oh, look, but don't go through any red lights, Windy.
I won't. For you, I'll do anything.
Oh, good. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, Penny.
Oh, yeah?
Why do you want to see me? Or can I guess?
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when you get here.
I think I know what it's about.
We'll see. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, good heavens.
Well, is he coming over?
Yes, he'll probably be here before I can get out of the house.
Well, then, you get out in a hurry.
Look, tell me just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world are you going to say to him?
Oh, this is to be a man-to-man conversation, not for the ears of brides.
Jed Billings, will you stop making a joke out of this? If this mooning around of Wendy's goes on much longer, it'll lead to something serious.
Well, I'm going to have a serious talk with the lad about a serious matter. Now, you get out of the house and stay out for about an hour. This may not be as easy as I think. Coming, coming, coming. Can't go any faster in this wheelchair.
Hello?
Well, Mr. Day. Come in. Billings is the name. Jed Billings.
Oh, how do you do, sir? Penny phoned and said she wanted to talk to
you. Yes, I know. Come in. My daughter had to go out for a few minutes. She asked me to, well, sort of keep you company until she got back. Cigar, Mr. Day?
No, but I could run down to the store and get you some.
No, I meant, won't you have one of mine, Mr. Day?
No, thanks.
Oh, don't smoke. Well, maybe if I hadn't started smoking at an early age, I wouldn't be in this wheelchair.
The father says he'll give me $1,000 if I don't smoke till I'm 25.
Oh, that's so?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then you have $1,000 coming to you at any minute, don't you?
Pretty soon, Mr. Billings. Penny will be here pretty soon?
Oh, yes, before long. Come in, sit down, Mr. Day. We've never met before, but I feel as though I know you. And I think it's about time we had a talk, Mr. Day.
Mr. Day? All the kids call me Wendy.
Well, young people have a mania for those childish names, don't they, Mr. Day?
Yeah. Well, I remember when I was young, I did those silly things, too.
Yeah, and I suppose you smile when you look back on the foolishness of your youth, don't you? We older people do.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
Yes. Mr. Day, I understand you're going to marry my daughter.
Oh, yes, I... Huh?
Well, I think it's fine. It's just fine. I've always hoped that someday a fine young man, successful and upstanding, would meet Penny, and she'd fall in love with him and he with her. I understand you've been quite a success this year.
Well, I got a C-plus average in my mid-year examinations, Mr. Billings. That is, if you don't count the D I got in algebra.
Well, a man doesn't live on algebra, No. You're financially independent, of course.
Oh, sure. I get an allowance from Father every week, and I work for extra money in the summer.
You, of course, are ready to support my daughter.
Support her? Right now?
Well, you aren't thinking of a long engagement, are you?
Engagement?
Don't let the prospect of marriage frighten you, Mr. Day. Of course, it changes your way of life a little. You can't go out with the fellas anymore. There are bills to pay and mother-in-law to cope with.
Mother-in-law?
Oh, yes. My wife is quite happy that she's going to have you as a son-in-law. She won't be a bad mother-in-law. A little on the battle-axe side every now and then, of course. But if you keep Penny in fine clothes and furs and buy her a new car every year or so...
Mr. Billings... I can't buy many clothes and furs and cars on $2.50 a week, even with the extra money I make cutting the grass and running errands in the summer.
No? Well, I mean, Penny has been given the wrong impression of you, no doubt.
Wrong impression? I gave Penny an impression?
Well, you and Penny have decided to live your lives together, haven't you?
No, Mr. Billings, maybe Penny thinks I'm older than I am.
Well, aren't you about 25 or 6?
Oh, no. Oh, I'm only, well, across my heart in Colorado, I'm only 17. I won't be even 18 for a long, long time.
For a long time? How long?
Why, all of 2 weeks. And you know how time drags, Mr. Billings.
Oh, yes, I do, under the circumstances.
Oh, Mr. Billings, I think somebody has the wrong idea.
I think I understand, Mr. Day.
Oh. Couldn't you call me Windy?
Why, yes, Windy, I think so. I think I understand the problem. Once again, it's the woman who's misunderstood the man's intention.
Oh, yeah, I never told Penny.
Well, I'm quite sure you didn't, but that's the impression she got.
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, now I'll tell you. You don't have to do anything, son. You leave Penny to me.
Yeah.
And I'll get her straightened out.
Ah, you will? Right away?
Oh, I don't know how quickly I can do it, but I tell you, you just leave her to me. I'll handle the situation someday.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Billings. I'll leave now if you don't mind. I think I'd better before Penny gets back. Goodbye, Mr. Billings. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello?
Hello, Hazel.
Yes?
Hazel, this is Windy.
I'm not speaking to you, Windy Day. Goodbye.
Oh, Hazel.
I'm not speaking to you. Do you hear?
Sure. I hear you speaking to me.
And I hear that you and Penny are just the happiest couple in the world.
Hazel.
What? No, never mind. I'm not speaking to you.
Hazel. Penny and I are through.
I don't care if you and Penny are through.
I called it off. It wasn't right.
You called it off, Windy?
Well, it's a man's world.
Oh, it is, is it?
Well, sometimes. Hazel, there's a swell dance at the barn this Saturday night. Are you going with anyone?
You don't think I'd go alone, do you?
Who's taking you?
That's none of your business. We decided to go our separate ways.
Oh, well, we could sort of have our ways cross on the way to the dance Saturday, couldn't we?
That depends on where they cross.
Well, as good a place as any would be at your front door, say about 8 o'clock Saturday night.
Mm-mm, I won't be there.
Oh, you won't? Well, where will you be?
Upstairs, getting dressed.
Oh, well, then I'll wait in the living room.
All right.
Oh, I knew you'd go with me.
Well, you don't think I'd go with anybody else, do you? Oh, Windy, is it really all over between you and Penny?
Well, I don't know what I ever saw in her. Oh, she's all right, but...
All right? Don't you dare say that about my best friend. Penny Gibbs is wonderful.
All right, she's wonderful, but not for me. You're the one for me. But Hazel...
But Hazel what?
There's just one thing I want to know.
What?
You don't want to get married right away, do you?
So Hazel Peters and Windy Day are back together again, and Penny's problem is solved. Is it, though? Has Windy been removed from Penny's life only in time to make way for another and far more serious problem? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, want to hear your family say, "This steak is wonderful." Then serve a Kroger Tender Ray steak. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. And when you buy Kroger Tender Ray beef, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray beef, you know it's the finest beef value in town. Ladies, please remember, too, that Kroger Tender Ray, the beef that's always fresh, always tender, is an exclusive Kroger value, available only at your neighborhood Kroger store. And don't forget this. The Kroger cut gives you more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money in fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray beef. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get the finest beef value in town. Kroger Tender Ray beef. Be sure to join us again Monday, same time, same station, for the next thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.